News and information about living with sight loss. From InfoSound.
Hello and welcome to edition 44 of InfoShorts from InfoSound, a brief weekly bulletin of news, advice and practical information to help living with sight loss, produced on the 28th of October 2023.
And in the next 10 minutes, accessible clear vision children's books, large print and tactile Scrabble, a new mental health and wellbeing service for vision impaired people, the Equality Act and a banknote identifier.
Clear Vision is a postal lending library of children's books in print and braille that are also tactile. They've been designed to be shared by vision impaired and sighted children and adults. The books all have braille, print and pictures, allowing children with little or no sight to share books with their sighted friends and family. And adult braille readers can enjoy stories with sighted children. There are over 14,000 books in the collection, catering for children from birth until they're independent readers. They have fiction and non-fiction titles in uncontracted, grade 1, and contracted, grade 2, braille, and in Moon. The library is being expanded every month to make sure the collection is up to date and that children with a vision impairment can enjoy the same titles as their sighted friends. And Clear Vision also has the UK's only loan collection of fully textured tactile books, in which every illustration is especially designed to be explored by touch, so children can enjoy fully accessible pictures too, as can the adults. Should you want to know more, the Clear Vision project can be contacted by phone on 020 8789 9575. 75. That's 020 8789 9575 or emailed at info@clearvisionproject.org.
InfoSound.
RNIB says that just about its best-selling board game is their easy-to-see and tactile version of Mattel's word game Scrabble. The board has large squares with pegs at each corner so the tiles sit securely in place, and colour markings are enhanced to make it easier to see for those with residual vision. Using the built-in stand, the board can be rotated to face the player whose turn it is. Each plastic tile measures 2.4 centimetres square, and the bold black letters on the tiles are in 55 point. The numbers on tiles are in 25 point, and words on the board are in 16 point. The Scrabble board itself measures 37 by 37 by 2.5 centimetres. The cost is £38, and RNIB can give you more information if you give them a call on 0303 123 9999. That's 0303 123 9999. Alternatively, you can email them at helpline@rnib.org.uk.
InfoSound.
The Partially Sighted Society has just started a new UK-wide mental health and wellbeing service, offering free therapeutic support services to anyone with a vision impairment, and you do not need to be registered, as well as friends, family and carers of those who may be struggling with sight loss. We asked Nikki Johnson, who runs this new service, to summarise the kinds of things they're able to help with.
The main thing that I'm able to offer is a therapeutic service, a one-to-one talking therapy service for anybody that might be newly diagnosed, might be struggling with coming to terms with their sight loss, and friends and family as well, actually, who might also be struggling with coming to terms with how this might have changed their life as a whole. So, yeah, it's one-to-one therapy, it's face-to-face. It might be a telephone check-in, perhaps weekly, sometimes twice a week, depending on what people need. I'm also able to offer it online as well if people are able to use that technology.
You talk about giving help and support to people because of their sight loss and living with that on a daily basis. Could this be just as much for someone who may have been diagnosed blind or partially sighted for many years, as well as someone who's newly diagnosed for the first time?
Yeah, absolutely. We're realising, aren't we, that mental health is one of those things that peaks and troughs with people over the years, depending on what life throws at you. And I think in particular with sight loss, There's stages of adaptation and acceptance and all of those things. And there's no kind of one size fits all with that. And depending on kind of how life goes for some people, it might be that they're managing it one moment. They might have a few years where they're managing it really, really well and it doesn't seem to affect them too much. And then something changes and then it all becomes about how that's affected them and they start to realise things that they're now missing and that kind of grief and loss can creep back in. So, yeah, absolutely. It's definitely a any time situation for people.
And as Nikki mentioned there, there's one-to-one therapy support as well as online, phone and group face-to-face support, with more services planned to start soon. So if you'd like to know more about the Partially Sighted Society's mental health and wellbeing service, or if you'd like to make a referral or an appointment, you can phone Nikki on 01302 965 197. That's 01302 965 197, or you can email her at nikki@partsight.org.uk.
Infosound.
The RNIB is keen to reassure blind and partially sighted people that they're protected by the law when it comes to using consumer services. They say that the Equality Act 2010 is a law that aims to ensure that everyone has an equal opportunity to use services. This means that service providers must make reasonable adjustments to their services so that everyone is able to access them. Importantly, they say, a service provider is not allowed to pass on the cost of making a reasonable adjustment to the customer. This means that you should never be asked to pay extra for the adjustments you require. RNIB says that an example of a reasonable adjustment to a service would be your bank providing bank statements in your preferred format, such as Braille, audio or large print. These reasonable adjustments should already have been considered by the service provider and can often be made easily and quickly. Sometimes, says RNIB, it's just a matter of asking for them.
Infosound.
And finally, this time, Cobalt Systems sells a banknote detector identifier. It's a plastic handheld sort of pen-like device measuring 36 by 10 by 122 millimetres, and it has a slot down the middle into which you place a banknote. When you press the button on the top face of the unit, it gives a number of vibrations according to the note value. For example, two vibrations represents a £10 note. It can be used for sterling notes, including the Scottish £1 and £100 notes, and there's also a separate euro currency version, and it will work with the new polymer notes. It's powered by a single CR2032 battery, and the cost is £22.95. And further information is available direct from Cobalt by phoning them on 01493 700172. That's 01493 700172, or you can email them at sales@cobalt.co.uk.
And that brings us to the end of this 44th edition of the weekly Info Shorts Bulletin from Infosound. Don't forget, if you'd like to share a hint, a tip or a suggestion that we could include in InfoShorts, or maybe you have a product or service to recommend, you can either record a short message by calling us on 03000 111 555, that's 03000 111 555, or you can record your message on your smartphone and email the recording to us at info@infosound.org.uk. That's info@infosound.org.uk. But until next time, goodbye and thanks for listening.
Infosound.